Chinese
How
people.
How about Xi Jinping?
I don't speak Chinese.
We can work that out. Google Translate.
We would just stare at each other.
Just to each of you take out your phone. So, you like oppressing people?
Boy, I saw it.
It's not so bad.
I saw an interview with Kissinger the other day. He said she is a tough man. He is a very tough guy and an adversary we should not overlook.
Have you ever noticed he always, 100% of the time, has that same sourpuss look on his face? He always has that same look like he smelled something foul. Yeah. He is a hard ass among hard asses.
I was going to say, who, she or Kissinger?
Kissinger was a delightful fellow. No, Xi Jinping is, I'd love to have heard that. I'd like to know more about the guy. He's obviously brilliant. You get appointed president for life by a country of 1.4 billion people, you got to have something on the ball.
If the truth serum angle is a given, kind of like your Barack thing, that opens up a whole new list of possibilities.
Oh, yeah.
Like
oh, yeah.
little OJ, hey, juice.
I don't think there's any need for that.
No.
It might be fun to hear him say it.
Right. Just have my iPhone recording, and then I'd go viral on Twitter when I got the confession or something.
Unless his psychology is so broken, he doesn't know that he killed
him. That would be fascinating.
Well, right. Yeah, yep. Right. Either way, it'd be great.
Armstrong and Getty.
KKFT Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, and KKFT FM 1, Stateline, Tahoe, 99.1 FM Talk, Fox News, starts now.
Lost at sea, on Lisa Brady, Fox News. Heartbreak in Florida as the Coast Guard suspends the search for two firefighters. Fox's Evan Brown is live in Miami.
Yeah, Lisa, neither Brian McClooney nor Justin Walker have been found after searching 100,000 square miles in the Atlantic off Florida's coast. The pair never came back after taking out a fishing boat from Cape Canaveral last Friday.
In meeting with our partners, meeting with the families and the other search assets, I've made the extremely difficult decision today that we will suspend the active search tonight at sundown.
Coast Guard Captain Mark Vlon explains they just aren't likely to find survivors at this point. The two men were experienced fishermen. McClooney was a firefighter from Jacksonville, and Walker was a firefighter from Fairfax, Virginia. Lisa?
Eben, a manhunt in Southern California after a sheriff's deputy was shot by a sniper.
Shot in the parking lot of the sheriff's station as his shift ended, and he prepared to take off his vest and enter his car. It happened around 3 p.m. yesterday in the L.A. suburb of Lancaster. The shots coming from a government-subsidized apartment building for recently released homeless and the mentally ill.
Fox's William Lajeunesse, the Lancaster mayor, calling it indefensible to house mentally ill residents across from the sheriff's department. The rookie deputy who was shot was treated and released from the hospital. Federal prosecutors in New York not confirming reports as many as 20 correctional officers have been subpoenaed over the death of Jeffrey Epstein at a federal prison in Manhattan.
The Washington Post is reporting at least 8 jail officials knew Epstein shouldn't have been left alone in his cell, but the order was ignored in the last 24 hours leading up to his death. The Post says it wasn't just low-level corrections officers, but supervisors and managers who knew Epstein was a suicide risk, and there's an investigation to determine why he wasn't more closely watched.
Fox's Rick Leventhal. America is listening to Fox News.
Nevada is sold on 99.1 FM Talk.
Well, we're in a proper fit. My name is Michael W. Jones, proprietor here. We're in our 29th year. We deal with the Evans Broadcasting down at 99.1 because they're locally owned and because the people that listen to it understand what that means to their community. I think we started advertising in 2008, so it's been a while. We plan on continuing indefinitely. It's been a very good, in fact, it's probably our best mode of advertisement currently, and I think that's because of the listener base. With Evans Broadcast and our business has been a great partnership.
Hundreds of businesses, big and small, are getting great results advertising on locally owned and operated 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-8000, 884-8000, and your business will be the next one sold on 99.1 FM Talk. 884-8000.
Dog owner in Detroit now charged with second-degree murder and other counts of the death of a 9-year-old girl mauled by 3 dogs despite rescue efforts by her father, neighbors, and first responders. 33-year-old Pierre Cleveland due for arraignment today. How long is too long for a flight? One airline putting endurance to the test.
Qantas is planning a new 19-hour flight between Sydney and New York. But the Wall Street Journal says before it can officially launch that flight, it's conducting tests with crew and passengers, mostly employees, wired with sensors to track brainwave patterns and alertness. No ticketed employees will be on board. Researchers will also record crew members' melatonin, a hormone associated with sleep, before, during, and after the flights. Singapore Airlines already flies to Newark, New Jersey nonstop around 18 hours. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Summer may end with lower gas prices for one last road trip.
The national average per gallon for regular unleaded is about $2.60, down 15 cents from 5 weeks ago and falling.
As we get off the summer blends, we'll start to see that drop a little bit further. There's a lot of forecasts out there that could see prices drop in the 25 to 30 cents area.
Oil Price Information Service Chief Analyst Denton Cinquegana expects oil prices to continue to hover around $55 per barrel through February, but that the price at the pump could change temporarily based on hurricanes, trade, and politics.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Right now, stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 47 points. Shares of Overstock.com stock soaring, up 15% after CEO Patrick Byrne announced he's resigning. This following his claim of being secretly involved in FBI probes of Russia and Hillary Clinton, which had previously sent shares tumbling. Elisa Brady, this is Fox News.
Celebrating more than 30 years of caring for your overall health, TMJ Therapy and Sleep Center of Nevada.
I had some teeth issues that required dental work. So when I'd seen Dr. Allman, to me, it was like my whole world changed. I felt more confident with him, especially knowing he understood. He was very caring. The staff was very caring. And he definitely made a change in my life.
Call today for an appointment. 775-825-7200.
Autumn Funerals and Cremations is your family tribute center. If you have or anticipate the loss of a loved one, allow owners John or Debbie to guide you through this delicate process. 1575 Lompa Lane in Carson, or go to autumnfuneral.com. Same old, same old. Well into the 90s this afternoon, but comfortable to get the day started and very pleasant in the evening. Today at 3, Lars Larson, 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox News and live FM Talk Radio, KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, and live right now with your calls.
We're keeping our fingers crossed. Dan and I are pushing through all these technical issues we've been having because of some super giant internet company that can't seem to, give anybody a straight answer, but when you threaten to leave them, they come out and, finally, oh, this was wrong. Somebody did this. Uh-huh. Keep telling you one thing, and then when you finally complain enough. See, it doesn't matter how big the company is. It always boils down to there's somebody that's going to be held accountable. Holding people accountable. I seem like a broken record, don't I? Holding people accountable. Holding people accountable in the Epstein suicide. I'm going to say suicide because I have a tendency to believe Attorney General Barr. Maybe I'm putting too much faith in him. I don't know. But I have a tendency to believe that man. And if he says that it was a suicide, then I'm going to go with that. It's just a lot of people not doing what they were supposed to be doing. You hold me accountable every single day. It's the Monica Jay Show. It's your show. It's live and local FM talk. You can call me a FUD when you get mad at me. That's fine. I think I don't remember that. But that's the way it works. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. We are so proud to be heard on 92.3 FM now in Smith and Mason Valley. So whatever your concerns are, remember a lot of the things that I talk about concern all of us because we are a Northern Nevada community. we cannot let Fernley and Fallon and Dayton and Yerington and Mason and Smith Valley and, you know, everybody else, Minden, Gardnerville, we cannot let them get lost in the BS of just Washoe County. Just because it's the biggest doesn't mean that has to be the main concern. Because the problems that happen here happen everywhere. There's always that person on the commission, or there's always that supervisor, or there's always that council person that, you know, is ear and values are getting twisted by somebody that, you know, maybe has more money, maybe has more influence, maybe more power, maybe has something they want. I don't know. There's always that one. You just got to keep your ears and your eyes open. And then call me and let me know. 884-9910. That's the talk lines. 884-9910. I guess that would be talk line. Of course, there are multiple lines because we can stack you guys up. So I'll continue to say talk lines. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. I can take your emails today. Imagine that. So I'd love to hear from you, whatever you want to talk about today. But I do go back to that personal responsibility a lot. And there's a reason for that, because when we let the little things go, when we let things slide, that slide turns into an avalanche. And it's getting bad out there. I hope all these prison officials are, you know, some their background checks are looked into, their bank accounts are looked into, because you know very well they all knew the rules, they all knew the regulations, they all knew that Jeffrey Epstein was suicidal, they all knew that, you know, he changed his will in the last 2 days. What's going on here? They all knew this was a scandalous affair. With such a high-profile case, I would have had somebody in a chair with their behind planted in it outside of his door 24/7. Oh, we don't have the personnel for that. Yeah, right. But you've got the personnel to show up to work and sleep. How did two people fall asleep? And then fudge numbers? You know, not only subpoenaing people, people need to be fired, not just moved to other correctional centers. Why do we do that to ourselves? Why can people not be fired in today's society? Please. Did you see our girl made it onto Fox News? If you watch Fox News in the evening. Yep, Tucker Carlson last night. Miss Nevada not allowed to run for Miss America because she supports Trump. You think that the Democrats would be up in arms over this and coming to her side? Because aren't the Democrats the party of feminists, the party of strong, powerful women supporting women? So a Miss Nevada, who is obviously strong, independent, a free thinker, a go-getter, a doer, she is denied a dream in life because of somebody she politically supports? Where are the Democrats on this? The Democrats are in Mexico campaigning for funds because the money's not coming in like it used to. So we're going to go straight to the source. Boy, this just all ties in nicely, doesn't it? Can't believe what's going on and what we are letting happen. You know, People always say, oh, look at the big picture. Look at the big picture. Fix the big problems. Big problems first, and then all the minutia will fall into place. That is not the case. It's that minutia that we are so overburdened with right now. So much stuff coming at us that the big picture feels lost to us, like we have no control. What am I talking about minutia? There is not one thing in your life that is not controlled by the government. Your property, all of your property. You know, not just your home. You got a boat. Guess what? You're going to be paying on that. Luxury taxes? What? I scrimped and saved and I could finally afford a boat. And you're going to tax me even more on it? Yeah. And now they're coming out and saying, you know, you should really, you know, to save energy and go green and do all this for Mother Earth, you need to keep your thermostat above 80. You know, 79 maybe during the day, but definitely 80. Between 80 and 83 in the evening for energy efficiency. I do not bust my hump, along with my husband, every single day to go to a home that at certain points in the day is hotter than it is outside. I want to go home and be comfortable and relax. And to me, that's 75 degrees, morning, noon, and night. They want to tell you how to run every single aspect of your life. And if you don't listen to them, if you don't pay attention, if you don't fall in line, then you're just a bad person. You hate the poor, and you are an elitist, and you are a bigot and a racist, and it has to stop. And we have to push back against this minutia, or we're never going to get to the big stuff. Never going to get to the big stuff. You're the big stuff for me, so let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Neil this morning. Hi, Neil. What would you like to talk about?
Oh, I wanted to talk about two deans. I want your opinion on, I think he's really great, and I want your opinion on if Donald Trump, I know you're not talking about it, but if Donald Trump decided to run as a, I know it's too late, but if he did run as a libertarian, do you think he will win in 2020 instead of a Republican?
You know, I think Trump at this point could run as anything and he would win. Because it doesn't matter what political party he calls himself, the man is making promises and he's keeping them.
Yes.
Even in the face of people like Mitt Romney and that Ryan guy, I just want to block his name out of my memory completely. Even with the Republicans attacking him like he is, the American people, I believe the majority, are still behind him.
Yes. And then another thing I wanted to talk about is I wanted to do a protest / like to get all the third parties in to the White House and all that, not to the White House, in mayor here in Washoe County and just everywhere, do a protest / march for it all the third parties, and be like they did with March Clean Jr. and the Slave and the LGBTQ community, but do it with the third parties and all that. Do you think everybody, if we do a march and everything, we will have more third parties, in your opinion?
No. No. It won't make a difference because people are so used to being labeled as we get to this point. I mean, look at, if you take the LGBTQ community, the chairman and the log party Republicans, which I don't know if you know, is the gay, the home LGBT section of the Republican Party. They support Trump and they back Trump. And one of their board members just finally left and said, you know, I can't believe you guys are doing this. And it we have to get away from these labels, Neil, and we have to just be good people and run and be willing to
be family
speak the truth.
To all, and family women to all, mom women to all, and be family people, independently owned family people.
Yeah, I mean, we just have to, you know, if honest people aren't going to run and be supportive of what the country wants, what the people want, then we have to see that. You know, I didn't see that when I was supporting Mitt Romney because, well, you know, they throw all the flash and glitter at you. And that's why I really appreciate Trump is he just speaks his mind. He doesn't care if he's being called a racist because he knows he's not. He doesn't care if he's being called a bigot because he knows he's not. He's just doing what's best for this country. But, Neil, I got to go. I got to take a break here. But thank you for those questions and thinking that my opinion matters, too. So most people just say, just, you know, get the other people on there. KKFT, we'll be back in just a minute to have more of your Northern Nevada local talk, whatever you want to talk about. KKFT, 99.1 FM Talk.
Speak now. 884-9910. FM News Talk, 99.1.
This Labor Day weekend, come to Sportsman's Warehouse Reno for the Cast and Blast giveaway. On Saturday, August 31st, 99.1 FM Talk, Pointer Shotguns, and Hammer Down River Excursions are doing a live broadcast from Sportsman's Warehouse Reno to select a winner for the trip of a lifetime. The winner will receive a brand new Pointer Venoma shotgun and a two-day fishing trip down the Salmon River in Idaho with stops along the way to hunt shucker. Winner need not be present to win. See you Saturday, August 31st with 99.1 FM Talk.
Hi, Mark here from LT Automotive. I have my own new Green Deal. At LT Automotive, we aren't looking to take your car away. We want to help you get the most out of it and make it last as long as you want. AOC automotive override costs can also kill a repair budget. That's why our squad always gives our customers a complete 50-point digital LT courtesy inspection. That way we know what's going on before any work starts. At LT Automotive, we believe in hard work and earning your business. In order to be worth it, it must be earned. Check us out at ltreno.com, 828-7373.
Pristine. Prestige Car Wash invites you to join their new text club. It's free and easy to join, and you'll get discount coupons, special offers, and prize giveaways. Text Prestige to 31996. That's P-R-E-S-T-I-G-E to 31996, and you'll get $5 off the Extreme Wash. See how easy it is to win. Opt in, and you'll be entered to win the Manager's Special, a $39.99 value. Join the club and get some prestige. Stop in for more details, or just text Prestige to 31996.
Okay, so you don't know a lot about the home you just purchased, or maybe even how to do upgrades or repairs. That's why Duke's Plumbing, Heating, and Air exists, doing the jobs that make your life easier. Duke's is a company that keeps conservation in mind and was instrumental in the designs implemented in the new tankless water heaters that save you energy and our water resources. Don't be conned by companies touting now selling, doing, or providing honest and reliable service. We should hope so. For three generations, Duke's Plumbing, Heating, and Air has always served our communities well by providing discounts to first responders, veterans, seniors, and active duty military. Plus, fair pricing for all. Whether young or old, a first-time homeowner, or a business person, Duke's will save you time and money. Duke's even offers ADA compliancy upgrades to your bathrooms, does service calls, and installs the most reliable, efficient heating and air systems. Please give Duke a call at 782-5111 or visit dukesplumbing.com today. You'll be happy you did.
We really needed our house painted. My neighbors used Kelly Brothers Painting and said they were great, so I gave them a call. Kelly Brothers Painting gave me a written, detailed estimate. I knew exactly what to expect with no surprises. The crew from Kelly Brothers Painting arrived on time. They were clean and neat and showcased true professionalism. Their work looks amazing. It's like I have a whole new house. Call Kelly Brothers Painting and schedule your free estimate.
Monica J. on KKFT. Live and local on 99.1 FM Talk.
That actually kind of gets your hips moving, you know what I mean? Just kind of do a little chair dance. Or if you're in the car, you know, just don't get too wild on me, okay? Watch paying attention to the road. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, also being heard in Smith and Mason Valley on 92.3 FM. Talk lines are 884-9910. We'll stack you up, whatever we need to do. Monica at 991FMTalk.com. Thank you, Vance, for the email. Supposedly, they fixed the problem. And it was outside of the building. Kept telling us it was a modem. It's the modem. Yeah, it's always the modem. Always the modem or the router, isn't it? And like I said, supposedly it is fixed, and we'll see how today goes. Brenda, thank you so much for the email. Yes, I know Jerry and Nevada Wild was on yesterday for a little bit, and it just, we, like I said, we were having some technical difficulties, but it's surprising that once you call customer service so many times, they actually send somebody out to fix a problem. You know, this whole troubleshooting and trying to teach people to troubleshoot, you know, over the phone, it's frustrating because you keep getting the same answer. Oh, it's your modem, it's your router. No, it was a cable outside of the building that was actually affecting everybody in the area. And had to come out and fix that. So hopefully we're not going to have any issues today. And if we do, you know, a certain high profile internet company is going to be the first one on.
99.1 KKFT. Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1.
Test, are we there? Yeah. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. And before he jumps into the Monica J Show, I want to tell you something in case you didn't know this. I started back in March. March 3rd was my first day on the air here for Evans Broadcast Company, and so proud to be a part of the family and have my own show now after 30 years in the business to be able to say what I want to say and not be criticized for it from management because it's not appropriate. And I tell you, I've just been plagued with problems. It seemed like a conspiracy theory because every time I had, you know, Eddie Lorton on complaining about the city, or any time I was pointing things out that were maybe just a tad bit controversial, we'd always go off the air. Always wondered why. I thought, well, no, I'm not going to, you know, point any fingers. It's probably a technical glitch. But it has been continuously happening, especially this week. I had to go home yesterday at 11:30 and couldn't even finish my show because, you know, it just has gotten so bad with that big, high-profile Charter Spectrum Communications that is supposed to be the best of the best in our area when it comes to internet service. Because what some people don't realize is my studio is actually here in Reno, and it is shot down and, you know, we use all this fancy internet stuff to have it broadcast out of Carson City. And for some reason, Charter just can't make that happen and have been giving us the lamest excuses. No, it's your modem. No, it's your router. It's yeah, why don't you get somebody out here and fix the problem rather than this, I don't know, maybe a phone call that is going to India. Who knows nowadays with these big tech companies. Finally, somebody came out and fixed the problem yesterday. It was a cable outside of the building. Well, guess what? The problem isn't fixed. And I know, like you, I'm getting pretty sick and tired of it. And so is this guy that I work for.
You know, I thought that was so funny that you said, if we have problems today, we're going to name that, boop, you were gone. So it's almost as if somebody was listening and said, oh, really? We'll show you. I have an axe that has been ground down to practically nothing. That most people that have been listening to the radio station for years, that we had a three-year nightmare with AT&T. Now, I will say AT&T and Charter, they have good employees, the people we meet, the technicians, etc. By the way, the one thing you didn't mention about Charter yesterday was he said that he found that our building was recently painted, that the people who were prepping the building or painting it scraped the wire. Okay, so there's the reason why. But, you know, they painted the building 2 or 3 weeks ago. Just to go, Monica, I don't know if you know, but just to go back to the AT&T nightmare, which was we were sold a bill of goods that fiber optic was the latest, greatest, and it won't cost that much more. So I signed up for it. It was supposed to be installed in June, and it did not get installed until November, but we went through, and I bet I spent thousands and thousands of dollars with my bookkeeper spending hours and hours and hours documenting everything, and it didn't matter. And also the people that we had to hire to do the phones and everything, the subcontractors, we were told, just pay them, we'll reimburse you. And like I said, that was a 3 to 3.5 year nightmare with AT&T, which, as you know, now we did have it. Some people that work at AT&T are listening right now, and we had mentioned this on the air. One day, I played a 9-minute conversation with a woman who could not speak English in the Philippines, and somebody did call in that worked for AT&T, said, you know, you can ask to be transferred to the U.S. As you get somebody like that.
How did I know that? Three times.
Yeah.
But you have to ask three times.
Oh, I beg.
I want to be transferred.
Oh, you know that. Oh, okay. So, yeah, you practically have to beg, because these people, what's going to happen, and I do this more often these days than I used to. First, if I can avoid using any entity, whatever it may be, banking, phone, internet, whatever it may be, where I've got to speak to somebody that I don't understand, I immediately say politely, I cannot understand you. Would you please get somebody who speaks better English than you? That's not rude. That's just life. And they will try to keep you on the phone because it probably looks bad for them. They may lose their job. I don't care. I hate paying for frustration. And I think a lot of people feel that. Why do you have to? Why do you have to pay for frustration? Because I pay my bills. I pay them on time. I just want to be able to, A, speak to a human being, which is getting harder and harder to do, and B, speak to a human being that speaks English in America. And that seems to be getting harder and harder to do all the time. But to get back to our problem, I appreciate your patience. And, you know, it's kind of like, what do you do? However,
with John Engels.
your husband, say hey to John for me. Your husband,
hey, John.
Being one of the, and I'm not blowing smoke your way, your husband being one of the best engineers in the country, living in Reno. I spoke with him yesterday and I ran a few ideas by him. And I think we can get it resolved to where we simply can get away from this latest, greatest, fastest, fiber optic crap, whatever it may be, internet service, to deliver program A 30 miles down the road to a studio, you know, from one studio to the next. It's done. You know, it is literally done all day long, 24/7 in talk radio. Lars does his show from his home studio on Fridays now. I can actually tell the difference, but and you know, there are technical problems with national shows too, but it's done all the time. I don't know what it is about Reno and Carson City that a D decent, solid internet service cannot be accomplished. And the problem with Charter or Spectrum or Nova or whatever they're going to call themselves next week is that if you use their internet, if you use their phones and internet service, if one goes down, you don't have phones. Now, that's not as big an issue these days. However, yesterday, I'll tell you, we were on the phone with tech support. Okay, internet goes down, boom. You just got disconnected from the person it took you 20 minutes to reach in the first place.
Uh-huh.
That's Spectrum for you.
Well, and it's funny that we were talking about this, that, you know, it seems like they're listening, because Kelly just wrote to us and said, they are listening. They're listening to you all the time. That's why I don't have Charter.
Yeah, well, I will say this just about every time I'm on the air, because it was literally I just washed my hands of it, and unfortunately, I paid my bookkeeper thousands and thousands of hours of work, well, maybe not that much, but hundreds, to solve a problem for a company like AT&T. And, it's just awful. And, you know, we have a lot of clients that have Spectrum, too, and I'll get a call. Jerry, can you do an announcement? We're open, but we have no phones. And a lot of people's businesses rely on the phones and customer contact.
Yeah.
And by the way, that customer representative from Spectrum yesterday was from New York that we were talking to that we got disconnected on. So, the latest, greatest in radio is the internet connection and broadband and blah, blah, blah. But it is just not reliable as the good old microwave system, so we're going to go back to that as soon as we can get that up and running. But if anybody has got, and that's the problem, is the selection. I mean, what do you have to choose from here, where you've got to have phones at a business, got to have a good, strong internet service. There are good internet providers on a local level. And the problem for them is that we're getting better and better at pointing fingers, as in being able to monitor where did the failure take place. And I don't know why it is that a big national company, as you said, Spectrum or AT&T, the worst company in the world, in my opinion, is I should say maybe the worst customer service in the world, in my opinion. Although, let's see, Charter's been a little better, Spectrum's been a little better. But anyway, it's frustrating, and listeners are frustrated,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, but it'll never be the mom and pops like it used to be. The local companies that are dedicated to community and, you know, getting problems solved for people, they'll never have that, you know. And I wish these big monopolies just didn't have the power that they have, because where do you go? If you don't have Charter, where do you go? Go AT&T. If you don't want them, where do you go? You go, well, no place.
And these other local phone companies,
you're forced
into it. I've been forewarned about some of these companies, which I won't mention, which we don't use, which, you know, they're basically buying broadband and you know, the good old copper lines from AT&T, or I think Verizon. Yeah. I think Verizon has the market. Somebody said that to me yesterday. Verizon has the market on basically all the copper lines that are, which doesn't sound right. Sounds like they were a cell phone company. But either way, it's frustrating. It's frustrating as
well,
heck.
Here's the only thing. Because Verizon is a cell phone company, but everybody has to bundle now. That's how they want your business. They're just going to make it so convenient for you that you've got your cable, you've got your TV, or you've got your cable TV, you've got your internet, you've got your phone. We're going to give you this great deal, and then we're going to keep charging you more and more and more. And it's too much of a hassle to go find an internet company, to go find a phone company, to go find, you know, who do we have for TV? Who do we have for cable? You know, that's it. You got U-verse now, and you got, you know, Charter, and that's it.
And look at here. We've been talking for 15 minutes without one dropout. Maybe I have my finger on. Maybe
that.
I have my finger on a button that you don't know about. And I get a little joy out of tweaking you.
Here I thought I was just being controversial, and you know, some powers that be were saying, she needs to go off the air.
Now, I'm going to go back to my desk in that button. I want to hear about more about illegals trying to break into the concentration camps that we have here, because that's crazy. But anyway, so that's the for those that have heard the last 15 minutes, solid as a rock. That's what's going on, and hopefully within, I don't know, a week or so, we might be able to solve the problem. Here, okay, let me dig into the tall grass one more time here. Is we have this situation where the studios are next to the airport in Reno. And if anybody's driven by the airport recently, they know there's a big, tall building that just went up right across the street from our studios. When you're using microwave...
The loft.
When you're using a microwave and shooting from point A to point B, and a big building goes up between point A and point B, what happens then? It gets blocked.
You get cut off.
We dealt with that about a month ago on Fun 100.9 and the microwave. And, you know, again, you call the city, you'll get nowhere. You know, why did you? Because we kind of get... It's like they don't even know what exists in their town. You approved a building that would block the microwave path to a radio station licensed by the federal government. And then you called the builder, and yes, they're apologetic, but they're not going to do anything. So no. You just take, what did you say the name
got
of?
A big hole in their building?
Monica, what did you say the name of that building that blocked our microwave path was?
It's the loft. It's a new hotel, basically, across from the airport.
So I hope to God they don't have some sort of a problem that makes the news, because we may go 24/7 with that news. That's the problem. Again, if that's not a threat, I'm just saying. The power of, you know, the old saying used to be, never get in an argument with somebody that buys ink by the barrel, as in newspapers. Those are a thing of the past. I mean, you almost have to put... quote, newspaper in quotations, because it's, if anything, it's a weekly and it's dated and everything.
Yeah, but you have a generation out there that has no idea what you're talking about.
I know. But here we are on the radio, and we're out there with, if you add them all up, about 75,000 watts of power, speaking to just about everybody. And I think we expressed the frustration that a lot of business owners have with just trying to, because you want to say, okay, if I'm down for 7 hours of a month, then give me a credit for 7 hours of a month. Don't give me an apology. I've heard sorry from the IRS to Charter to AT&T to this, that. Don't tell me you're sorry. Just make it right.
No, it should be more than a credit, because you've cost us, you know, X amount of dollars, and then even above that, because if I lose a listener for so much time, that they won't hang on, and I don't know how long it's going to take for me to get them back.
And but
you know,
and,
so that's,
yeah, and the time and effort that you have to do as a customer to, you know, to A, to let them know, B, to try to fix the problem. They never take into consideration the downtime that you experience or the cost it is to you. Hey, real quickly, because I'm going to jump out of here, but your opinion on this, real quick, Trump made an announcement yesterday, and I got to say, he's thinking and he's coming up with ideas. This may be a poll question coming up. There's been all this talk from Democrats primarily of forgiving student debt. Okay, so Trump makes an announcement.
I love it.
Okay, Trump made an announcement yesterday about forgiving debt for veterans. Now, what makes more sense to you listening, if you're going to, I don't like this whole deficit everything that the federal government does these days. Now, I wish Trump would take the deficit seriously, but forgiving debt for veterans or for students, what makes more sense?
Veterans.
Yeah.
Veterans.
Somebody that
always
served their country, they didn't go there and get a degree in social concepts or whatever, or cultural concepts,
yeah,
whatever they're
philosophy.
Teaching in college. Yeah. Hey, I'm going to jump out of here. But anyway, that's an explanation of what's going on. I appreciate everybody's patience, yours as well. And we'll see if we can't go to good old microwave technology and get away from this. But you did. I just want to point out again, we've been talking for about 20 minutes, not one dropout.
Not one problem. Thanks, Jerry. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. We'll be right back after this. And those talk lines are up, too, at 884-9910 on the Monica J. Show, live and local FM Talk. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open for you at 884-9910. And my email is open for you, too, at monica@991fmtalk.com. So Al just sent me a quick email. Every time I have had to call customer service, I would have to call back 4 to 5 times because of dropped calls. I think they do that on purpose. And they never call back. I totally understand Jerry's frustration. And I think a lot of people understand this frustration because these services just keep getting more expensive, more and more and more, to the point where you can't even have expanded basic cable anymore. Now, my husband and I pretty much just have basic cable because it has just gotten so expensive. It's not worth it. You know, how do you think that Netflix and all these internet, you know, pop-up places have gotten so popular? It's because people are trying to save money. You know, are you going to go with the BS and, you know, what you have to go through and all this fiber optic and these lines being put into your house now? And, it's just crazy with something like Charter. Or are you going to go for, you know, $9 a month with Hulu? You know, it's driving people crazy. And when these companies, I can see where those 99 percenters came out against the big corporations, because you really do lose customer service once a company hits a certain point. And that's why I'll always stick with local. You know, it is just... It's a great way to be, you know. I don't go with a super huge chain for my air conditioning. No, I go with a mom and pop. I go with Cavalero. I don't for automotive repairs. You know, I don't go with a big chain. I go with Christensen Automotive. It's these things that we have to get back to the basics. We really do. We have to have competition. That creates better customer service. Competition creates better prices. And yet, in textbooks now, the Democrats are teaching, the left is teaching the next generation that capitalism is racist. Capitalism is competition. And you know there's a certain level of society out there that doesn't want that.